Welcome back to the Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And on this episode, I want to talk about narcissistic men. So I was on TikTok and I saw this girl post about player versus predator. And she kind of gave her definition of what a player is and what a predator is. To me personally, I feel like players and predators are one in the same. I feel like the only difference is that people consider men players who they find attractive, who are very handsome guys, good hygiene, well put together, and very charismatic. Lying comes very easily and natural to them. You might not think that they're lying and they just being honest and they seem like they have no reason to lie, but they're liars too. They're not 100% honest to get the women that they want and get what they want out of women. But I think that women will see the bullshit and keep pursuing this man because of the way he look and how charismatic he is and how charming he is. I think that when it comes down to men that women consider as predators, I think those are the men that maybe are not as attractive. They might have to play that good guy role to get a woman's attention. They got to be the good guy and they got to actually listen and pay attention, and they have to work a little harder to finesse a woman than the quote unquote player, because he's more attractive, he's more charismatic. So I really feel like they're one in the same. They're both two people trying to get something that they want, you know, but the way that they have to go about it might be a different way. But I feel like spotting a player slash a predator is very easy. I feel like it's very easy to tell when somebody is like playing games with you or trying to finesse you. Because me, when I've dealt with men that were, you know, quote unquote players slash predators, I feel like in the beginning they worked very hard, but that fall off point of once they start trying to get the things out of you, it becomes so obvious, you know? You will start to realize like even the simplest things like food. I told you guys about the one guy that I was dating and he would come over and eat up all my food. What is it with guys and being hungry? Like, why do they not be having money for food or be hungry? I don't know. But because I hear a lot of women say that too, that like guys come to a house and eat up all their food. Maybe they just don't want to go grocery shopping or that. I don't know. It's weird though. But I feel like that fall off point where they start trying to get things out of you becomes so obvious. And the minute you start questioning them or you don't believe their lies, they usually do like a disappearing act and they'll try to like disappear for like a week or two. And then they'll try to pop back up hoping you forgot about the lies or the nonsense that they were trying to tell you or what you were trying to, or what they were trying to get out of you. So I feel like they're very easy to kind of spot. I feel like there's this whole group of men who always have girlfriends. They're always in relationships, but they are complete a-holes. And it's like, what do we call those men? Those men who always have a girlfriend, they're going to get married, like, but they don't respect and treat women right. What are they called? What do we call them? Because I kind of feel like with one of my exes, well, with more than one, they are the type to always be in a relationship. But they are not good boyfriends, you know? They are not good boyfriends. One of my exes, his girlfriend that he's with came into my inbox. And I don't even know how the girl found me. She came into my inbox questioning me about him. So it's just like you're with her and you're doing the same nonsense that you was doing when you were with me. And these men, like if you meet their family, the men in their family usually are like very disrespectful men. And the women are usually a whole bunch of pick me's. who make excuses for their bad behavior. So it's really no point of trying to stick around and like trying to fix this person when they have so many people around them enabling their nonsense. I feel like we never talk about this group of men who always is going to have a girlfriend, but they need help paying bills. They have a hard time dating. So when they get somebody, they're going to hold on to them. But while they're with that person, they're going to still try to talk to other women. And I guess it makes the rejection blow a little bit easier because it's like, I got a girl. I never wanted you anyways. That's what one of my exes did, y'all. He was trying to talk to another girl behind my back and she was not feeling him. And then he started trying to say he already had a girl. And son, the girl, a picture of me, embarrassed me like that. Why would you send a picture of me? You should have sent some random chick. Like, why are you embarrassing me? But I feel like we never talk about this group of men, and we never talk about how we know people who are friends and family members and coworkers who are dating these men, and they are always complaining about them. They're always complaining about them. What is the cutoff line for a woman to continuously be complaining about a man and not leaving or accepting behavior that is just unacceptable? I feel like it's 25. I feel like once you hit the age of 25, you should have had enough life experience to know that something or someone is not for you and it is not adding or bringing any peace to your life. Because to be honest, I cut people off if I feel like they're constantly complaining about their relationship to me. I don't want to hear it. Leave or shut up. Because those would be the same women who try to hold it over your head that at least I got a man. Yeah, I'm miserable with him, but at least I got one. And they'll try to make it seem like, oh, if you're single, you're automatically lonely. And it's like, girl, I'm over here peaceful and happy and chilling. I talk to who I want to talk to, deal with who I want to deal with. And if it ain't working, I move around, you know? And it makes it harder to even feel bad for these women when they get with these men. Because they really be like pick me women. And then especially because I'm at an age now where everybody is having kids now. Now I feel like I'm at an age, I'm 27 years old. So I'm at an age now where like my friends are all like having kids. And it's like, I will stop talking to you if you are throwing shade about having a kid and trying to hold a kid over my head and constantly trying to be like, I got a family and you're trying to make me almost like, you don't got nobody. It's like, how do we feel sorry for these women? You know, I can't. I feel like if your friend is trying to hold having a man that she ain't even happy with over your head, or hold a child that is not yours, you didn't push out, over your head, you really need to distance yourself from them. Because I feel like they're enablers too. Like, a man is never going to see the error in his ways if there is a woman that is always willing to forgive and accept the nonsense. I don't see enough guys talk about healing, talking about being on a healing journey, talking about their childhood trauma, forgiving people. Like, I don't see enough men going on this journey. And I feel like that's one of the biggest disconnects. I feel like the thing that all these men have in common, the player, the predator, the always in a relationship but still don't respect womeners, I feel like they're all very narcissistic. They're all very narcissistic. And I feel like the generation of women are getting better and better with each generation. But I feel like women like my mother's generation, no shade to my mom, love you, they are like women who let men get away with a lot of things. And it was just a man being a man. And it was okay. And it was very acceptable. I think all these men are just very narcissistic. I think they have narcissistic personality disorders because they don't feel like they have to show any real empathy. They aren't really remorseful for the things that they do. They do things to feed into their ego and their pride, and they want a woman that's going to feed into that as well. They want to feel like they're above someone, they're better than someone, they're the smartest person in the room. And I feel like as women, I think we really got to start pushing and encouraging guys to like get therapy. Even if you know, like, hey, this person is not for me, I would say leave them with that, you know? I was seeing a guy and I was trying to offer him some support. You know, I was like, we can't be together. I cannot help you, but I can support you. And I offered to look up places to help him go to AA. I offered to look up places where he can go get some counseling. So I feel like, how do we make the situation better? Because no, it's not our responsibility, but I feel like we do, as women who have the children, have an obligation to try and break this like cycle, you know? And if you look at research, it says that women spend about 80% of the time with their children. You know, so I feel like we have a responsibility to kind of try to do better when we have our children. And I can't lie. I know a grown man is never our responsibility, and people are only going to get help if they really want to. I feel like the best thing that you can do is walk away from a person when they are not treating you the way that you deserve. But I do try to leave them with like a little think piece. I can't lie. I like really good conversations. I like to talk. I like really good conversations. I've been working on my own healing journey. So sometimes I try to give that little piece, you know, and let them know, like, I see you. I hear you. I understand you. You know, I understand where you're coming from. But the problems that you are having is beyond me or something that I can fix. And it might be beyond you too. You might need somebody to partner up with and help you resolve this issue that is a professional, you know? Because I'm not professional. I am very opinionated, but I am not a professional. And I think that, I don't know, I feel like we got to start really trying to work together. I hate when I go online and I see all these terrible, terrible posts that get a lot of traction on it. And maybe it might be a lot of negative attention, but a lot of them be the faces of Black men. And I hate that. I really hate it. And it just makes them look bitter. It makes them look, you know, just very narcissistic, very, and I just, you know, I feel like we all have to just do better. And like I said, of course, walk away, but sometimes leave people with a little think piece to let them think about it. And it's their choice if they want to try to be better or do better. So that's just my opinion, my little two since I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl, and I'll see you guys next time.